With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes.
It's a special end of year podcast.
My God.
Stephen Mullen and our special guest host, Hannah Berner. Woo! Wow, Steve, I think you blew the audio there.
He said he feels like he's the therapist.
This is an intervention, Des.
No. Yeah, we're having a...
We're going to use I statements, okay?
Well, for the record, myself and Hannah are not in a relationship. She just happens to be co-hosting today.
Yes.
And
yes,
sitting next to me for this special... This is a New Year special. We've never done this, Steve. We've never had a recap of the year.
Why not?
Well, because we weren't here last year.
This is Steve's first year on the pod.
That's
the main reason. And turncoat Joanne is over there in her own podcast.
I was with Joanne and her partner there last week.
Her podcast partner, or
her podcast partner. Yeah, I mean, she might have met someone. I didn't ask her that.
Yeah,
but we're all doing that Cat Last podcast festival thing, which was very weird, but it actually sounded good in the end. So,
oh, it did.
Yeah. It was just weird. Like, we were basically on a stage in the Set Theater, empty room, like having to do a podcast as if there was a live audience there. It was really strange to do, but actually the sound came out really good and it actually looked good on the video and also.
The whole time you're just like, I'm not bombing, I'm not bombing.
I know, it's just like there's no feedback whatsoever. It's awful.
But it doesn't make any sense. Why don't they just curate a number of podcasts? Why go to Kilkenny?
Yeah.
What extra do you get from sitting on the empty set rather than what we're doing right now?
I'm sure there was money that needed to be spent. That's all it was.
Allegedly, we're not making any accusations.
No, not making any accusations, and I don't know anything. That was a silly comment. I'm sorry.
So I was going to say, Hannah, you might not be aware, but Ireland is about to go on a full level 5 lockdown because the variant is out of control in Ireland.
The fucking British variant is after coming over.
Yeah, the fucking British variant came over and it fucking colonized the Irish corona. Which Hannah would have known nothing about only a few months ago, but now she's in the IRA. she's had such an Irish journey. You know, she asked me what the IRA was 3 months ago, and now she's on a...
We went on a podcast, and he told me to ask him questions about the IRA, but I didn't know enough to even ask questions, and I was just like, what do you do with this retirement account?
Yeah, which I told you, Steve doesn't even get that.
Oh, yeah, no, an IRA isn't a retirement account in America.
Yeah.
So anyway,
normally what I ask guys before I start dating them.
Yeah, normally she gets into that straight away.
Oh, really? Wow.
But my retirement account is solid. Plus, you know, if you're into retirement accounts and this new guy that you met has gray hair, you think, oh, I'll be getting into that a little sooner.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I love that you've done this pod for so long with Steve because it shows that you're getting over your commitment issues.
Oh, yeah.
Steve was your first step.
Yeah, but honestly, my commitment to my male friends has never been the issue.
Should I be worried about that?
Well, you should, because you are the one that said to me, let's not talk about the fact that we're in a relationship on this podcast
so
we don't get
God.
In trouble. Because you've got some, you know, some embargo on talking about your relationships. So thank you for questioning me about my commitment to relationships, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with your life.
I'm gonna let you blow up my spot because it's your podcast. But if this is my podcast, I would have blown up your spot.
I'd be whooping your ass.
I'd be whooping
no
your
problem.
Ass.
I've been very honest on this podcast for years, so they're more than aware of my commitment issues. Or, sorry.
The whole
historical
country is
aware. Historical. I never had commitment issues. I just had issues with too many options. Anyway, Steve,
ew!
Over to you.
Ew!
It's a joke, Hannah. I was joking. Steve, please, interview.
Yes.
This
is why we're here.
He gets one microphone.
Oh, my God.
Well, but, I wanted to bring something.
Whoa,
some
Hannah,
value.
We're not there yet.
I'm hosting now.
We're not
okay.
there yet.
Okay, sorry.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I just wanted to bring some value to the pod. I just woke up. I'm not really sure if I think I'm awake. It feels like a fun dream with some charming Irishmen.
Hannah wants to go through the big pop stories of 2020.
Babe,
yeah, I was looking at...
Sorry.
I was looking at a few of them
myself. I want to reveal.
Yeah. Go. Reveal.
I want to reveal...
The engagement.
Just the wackiest, weirdest story.
No engagement, Steve. We're not even in a relationship.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
I don't know
that.
Who this man is. He's kidnapped me in his house and made me do podcasts.
But just can I say, later on, we are going to talk about weddings. Nothing to do with us, but it came up on Patreon this morning because so many people ended up having to either cancel their weddings or do an alternative type of wedding. And
interesting.
And on the Patreon, it got very active comments. So I thought, you know what? This is a good topic. So later on in the pod, when we talk about the effects of 2020 on society, we can discuss weddings. So have a think about that, Steve.
And
you also being somebody with a child, but not married.
But I also happened to, in my statistics assignment recently, I researched marriages in Ireland, the rate of marriages in Ireland in the last 30 years. So I'll throw that into the old.
Oh, my God.
Why don't we
By
just
the way,
do
Steve,
it now?
Steve became a fucking academic since you last talked to him.
Oh, yeah, so he was way smarter than us.
The last time we were on the pod, we were having a crack. But now Steve is a goddamn academic.
Steve, how do you fit all those facts in your brain?
Oh man, no, I don't know. I'm like, I didn't finish school. I'm like doing what, like community college? Isn't that what you guys call over there? That's literally what I'm doing. Like,
wait,
no, he's not in community college. He's in an access course.
I don't know what that means. But why don't we discuss the first thing of pop culture? Is weddings are freaking canceled. The whole idea of you have this princess wedding, you invite hundreds of people, you get a cheap DJ, you have your creepy uncle trying to dance on you. All that is over. Yeah. And now some people decide to postpone, but some people said, fuck it. We're going to, you know, go to Prospect Park and just find a random homeless person who's ordained. And
a random homeless priest.
Well, that came up in the pod today. This girl, a woman on the pod, that listens to the Patreon, said that she just had four people in Prospect Park. And, you know, my cousin Justin had to, you know, cancel his big wedding, but he had this miniature wedding in some wedding place. And it was really all about the video. They put together this beautiful video, then they sent the video to everybody. But I personally was thinking that it's a win if you end up being able to have this tiny wedding that's still an official wedding. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think that you're missing out, or actually you're getting away with something?
Well, I think it's just so socially constructed, and we've just been told since forever that, like, this is your big day. And then over time, people just started spending more and more money, and then the industry just kept, like, telling you. It's really just the wedding industry that's taking advantage of everyone. That's what I think.
Well,
like, why
are they taking advantage of everyone, or are they taking advantage of the bride? Because it's certainly not the groom's big day, is it? They're not going, you are going to be fantastic, Stephen. You know, it's not about Stephen, is it?
No, it's true. The whole, like, you're walking down the aisle and the guy's crying and everyone's watching you and that whole idea. I mean, I love attention, but is it worth paying that much money when you could put a down payment on a new house?
Yeah, or have a fucking great honeymoon, like go off for a year traveling or something like that. Yeah.
Well,
like
that's actually one of the other messages that came in on the Patreon was we went super cheap on the wedding and went nuts on the honeymoon, which I just think makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're very stressed the day of. You have all these expectations. I feel like either you get too drunk or you're too sober because you're too stressed on it going
and
well.
For a lot of women, too thin, like you haven't eaten for weeks. Like the amount of weddings, I don't mean this in any critical way, but the amount of weddings I've been to, I'm like, that's not you. You're not.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like emaciated.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's just so much pressure to be so perfect on the day. I think it's actually... It's counterproductive.
But it's also
especially with fashion trends, because I've been to a few weddings where it's like, you're not that color, but like spray tan is in. You know, you're going to look back at that in a few years. Like, it's full on.
I know, the whole makeup
thing. I mean,
thing.
The whole, now blackface is a thing, so these girls have to watch out on their wedding day.
Really?
Hannah.
I'm just saying. I did that once. I got a spray tan right before a stand-up gig, and she went a little too dark, and people were like,
dear.
Well, Hannah, half of Ireland would be canceled if that was the case.
I didn't know this was a thing, that Irish girls love an orange tan.
Yes, that's a thing. I mean, you know.
Not all of them, let's be careful.
Not all of them. But
there is a culture
There is a culture amongst a cohort, not just
Ireland, the UK as well. Like, because my girlfriend's from Portugal, and she'll never forget walking through London with her one night. She goes, "Why are these women all orange and no clothes? It's not even warm." You know,
it is known that people are in better. People like to be tan. People are better people when they're tan. That's like the white girl mentality. In Arizona, a lot of girls from the cold areas will move there, dye their hair blonde, and get a fake tan and like have a new identity. But I think like the Irish UK porcelain, beautiful skin in the rainy weather is beautiful.
I like white Irish skin, yeah.
It's underappreciated, really, but that's just for some reason it's a cultural thing, and then it becomes the norm. And I guess if you're in a clique that's into that, then they're sort of like, why don't you have it on? You know, you look strange, you know.
But you guys are right. Your wedding day, sometimes women also will pay a lot of money for a makeup artist and they look like a drag queen. Like, you don't even look like yourself.
No, and you've never done that makeup before, and all of a sudden you're just going all out.
Yes. And you're just and the groom is going,
who the fuck am I marrying here? Like,
you're getting catfish.
Who's this?
But
the father is holding his daughter going, I don't know.
My daughter's been kidnapped.
So yeah, there
but
are.
That is also a weird tradition with the wedding. I was thinking about that the other day. The whole notion, like, I was thinking of my daughter. The idea that I would be giving her away is just like, what? I don't own her. Do you know what I mean? It's
fucking my dad weird. Jokes about a dowry, how he's gonna pay a guy to never have to give me back.
And how much did you get, Des?
he made a joke about. He made a joke about, hey, if you guys are going to be getting engaged, you know, make sure he comes and talks to me first. And is there going to be a dowry? Because I got to negotiate.
Dowry. Dowry.
He loves
the
negotiation. Yeah. He's a salesman.
I wouldn't fancy myself in that negotiation.
No, it is. You're right, Steve. It's such an old school concept that we've taken to modern day. And because of this pandemic, it's the first time people are like, wait. I don't have to have this big wedding. So maybe there'll be new traditions that start.
I mean, but like, how many, like, I'm 45, right? How many times have you got a wedding invite and you're like, oh, fuck.
Every time.
I got to go to this fucking wedding. You know, it's like, why are we pretending that these are like positive events for everybody?
Well, it's so expensive, especially in your mid-20s when you're like not really financially stable. Yeah. All your friends met some guy and they're like, we're doing a destination. $3,000 to Portugal and get this $2,000 dress and be there at my beck and call all the time and be a part of a group chat you want to be a part of.
I genuinely would feel guilty about, if I was to get married, would feel guilty about putting an invite out, because it's like, I'm just putting a burden on people now. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's all about you. But we have to say, I mean, I love attention and I try to get a lot of it. Like, I'll put myself on TV, I put myself on stages. Some women don't need it as much as I, and they think, you know what? I just want one day that's about me.
Yes, which I completely understand.
Yes,
I do understand that.
I understand this sense of this is your special day, and for some people they it's one of the big moments of their life, and I'm not diminishing that, but I do feel that they can be the fact that that's important to them has been taken advantage of. Like, these things should not be that expensive.
I mean, flowers
and what's the difference between just getting like a crappy hall and getting all your friends and having a buffet. I mean, why is this thought that all this other stuff is better than just having the crack with your friends?
But these are little things that Des, moving forward, like buffets, look down upon. Like, since Corona, when's the next time people are going to be like, let's throw a buffet and let's slobber all over each
Fuck
other?
That. Yeah,
I know, but the truth is that if you social distance at a buffet, there's absolutely no difference than people coming.
People drool
at
buffets.
but it's droplets in the air. It's not.
I really do feel like Steve's our therapist and he's just watching us being like taking notes.
No, not at all.
They're now making. Yes, go. Yeah.
Does any part of you want to have a wedding?
Yeah, a part of me does, but I don't like. We've never had the conversation.
You got to get married to do that. You understand?
Yes,
that, right?
that is the problem. well, my girlfriend has absolutely zero. Like, she won't even talk about it. Like, I've brought it up on a number of occasions just to like kind of go, I'm not asking you to get married. I'm kind of saying, what do you think about marriage? What would you think? And she won't talk about it. And
really?
Yeah. Essentially, she does. Like, the thought of people looking at her just makes her like. Bleh.
Well, do you think if you propose tomorrow, she would say no?
Yeah.
<You should. laughs> Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think she'd say yes. I should be going, what are you talking about, you gosh?
Yeah, why are you fucking, why are you ruining everything?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know. We will have the conversation, but yeah, it's just at a different level when you've just been together. Our relationship has been raising a child, like, you know, that has been our relationship. So it's kind of, the wedding thing just seems a bit irrelevant on a lot of levels. But I think our daughter would like us too, so we'll see. Yeah.
But why did, oh, you've told her that you guys aren't married?
No, I think that, like, she loves the, like, so sometimes, like, when a song comes on, she gets us to, she goes, come on, guys, hold hands and kiss, now hug and dance together, and we're like, oh, Christ. No, sorry, that's me.
You're getting pressure from your daughter to be affectionate?
Yeah. She's like, oh, you guys, and then she's like, oh, you guys are so sweet, and I'm like, fucking, but, so she loves all that, so I think if she knew.
She loves love.
Yes, yeah. She's
quite
the romantic.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, yeah. Aww. So, and it would be.
Where's she getting that from, you think?
It skips a generation, maybe.
A bit of it, both of us. No,
I'm wondering, like, what TV show, you know, what stuff is she absorbing culturally that's making her want to see you guys be all cuddly, or is it innate?
It's a bit of both. I remember the first time it started happening, I remember kind of going, yeah, where's she getting this from? Yeah, she wants us to hug and kiss each other and all that kind of stuff. I mean, other times she'll, like, get off my mother, and I'm like, sorry, you're supposed to be in bed. But that's a different time.
Well, it's funny because we kissed in front of your little cousin, and he was like,
Connor.
Ew!
My nephew.
He, like, put his hand over his eyes. It was But you remember when you watch movies as a kid and two people kiss and you have to put your hands over your eyes?
Yes, yeah.
But I love that she's embracing it. However, you have to remember, this all leads up to the wedding day, where as a girl, it's considered in these Disney movies, obviously, that when you get the prince, that is success, when you get the prince.
Yes.
Mind you, as looking back, now that I understand men, those princes are all narcissists. All they care about is themselves and how they become king. And they don't even focus on you. They don't care what you like and your interests. So princes are actually the worst.
Yeah.
But it's interesting
that the mother of your child knows that she hasn't found her prince.
Oh my God, yes! Princess comes in all shapes and forms.
I don't disagree.
No, she just, honestly, just Disney was, all those shows were in English.
Yes.
She didn't get that messaging.
No. Yeah, go on.
Oh, no, continue.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Neither did I. But then it's funny because you watch the princes and their goal is, to become king or to run whatever they're running. Where the girls, that was always her goal, and that was, love was success and happiness.
Yeah, success was through getting a good guy.
Yes.
I mean,
that
messaging was clearly out there.
Yeah.
But a good guy, that's the thing. A good guy is not always the most powerful, rich, handsome guy. And that's what I've
also
realized.
Also, a guy in the first place.
Hey, you haven't realized that. You got all that.
But even just.
But, like, sometimes it's the nice guy that, you know, is better for you. Sometimes it's not the guy who came from money, who, like, doesn't understand the value of a dollar or hard work.
Yeah. Well, but that, like, my girlfriend is very like that. Like, I've quite often said to her, like, you know, you definitely could have done a lot better. Like, it's definitely, like, you could have someone, a bit of money. Like, her sister might be going out with someone who's super rich or whatever. And she's like, I don't give a shit about
that.
Yeah,
but her sister's like an Instamodel, and, you know, she's into all that stuff.
Yeah, people
are shallow,
priorities.
Yeah. But any.
But, Steve, you're.
Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about that, right?
What
Jesus
I've.
Christ.
I'm not.
From everybody on the pod.
But, Steve, what I've learned in my old age in dating, and what I want your daughter to know, is it's not about finding the prince. It's about finding the person that makes you feel most like yourself. And if your girlfriend feels like herself around you and is able to parent this girl with you and feels like she can be seen and loved, that's what's most important.
But Steve's daughter already knows that.
Yeah.
Looking for the guy with the most TikTok followers. She knows where it's at. She knows what's up.
Yeah.
She's not an
idiot.
But
also, that's the other thing in the movies. It's always a guy. Like, obviously, we're in modern times. You know, maybe she won't like boys, you know? We don't know. But there's no narrative.
Oh, don't worry. By the time she's that age, there'll be plenty of those cartoons. All that stuff has come.
Yeah.
Which is positive, by the way. Yeah. I know when I say that in a New York accent, it sounds like I fear that, but that is not the case. Yeah. But let me ask this final question on the weddings. But is it not fair then on like the parents and the cousins and the people that, because some people are excited about it.
Yeah,
like,
but those example, are the people like my aunt
would be like devastated if she didn't get that day.
Yes.
Like they're waiting for a wedding day. So is it like,
are we getting a hat?
Or it's
that's
not
the
about
thing, isn't it? it's a very hard one. Culture is changing, so it's a super, super hard one. Like every time, like the line in my family, in my like cousins and all that, was like, if they heard somebody got a new girlfriend, the question was always like, are we getting a hat? You know, like, you know, because for the big day out, you know. So with some people, they're like, yeah, great, a huge wedding. Like one of my cousins just got married in, a shout out to Alan and Kelly, actually, because we had to do a silly video for them. They got married in the Cayman Islands. And
they know how to do it.
Yeah, well that's where they live, like, but
we actually chart well in the Cayman Islands. You know, we always show up on the Cayman Islands comedy podcast charts. I'm
You're
wondering,
joking.
Is that why?
Big in the Cayman.
Well, it probably is, Alan. Yeah. He's probably
I guess probably two listens in the Caymans gets you on the chart.
Yeah, it must be my
but like we always have Cayman Islands. I'm like, why do we keep showing up in the Caymans?
It must
Dolphins
be Alan.
They're big Dez fans.
These tax avoiders love us.
Yeah. He moved from Dublin to New York and New York to Cayman, and he's married a Caymanian girl there recently.
Oh,
but
nice.
But it was huge for them, and they had the Zoom call, and we did a funny video, and his brother edited it together and all that. So like, aww, they were all about it, and it looked like fun. It looked like they had good fun. So it's like, you can't really knock it if once people are into it, but some people just aren't. You know?
Well, I think if over time smaller weddings just become the thing, people are going to forget that we used to have these crazy like $400, $500,000 weddings.
Yeah.
What about you? What about you, Hannah? Have you wanted to, like, as a growing up as a girl, was that your dream to be walking down the aisle, to be a bride and all that?
It's funny because I've never thought about it.
Right.
I do think I was raised in a household where they really focused on sports and school, and my dad,
you thought about winning Wimbledon. Fuck the
That was my dream. I wanted to win Wimbledon, and it didn't happen. So I'm still coping with that.
Yet.
I'm projecting that on my new relationships.
as I struggle with a forehand.
Yeah.
As I'm trying to get a topspin forehand in.
Yeah. But I do.
God
remember,
damn it, Desmond! Get your fucking forehand together.
Oh, she's a tough trainer, I'll tell you that.
But I also, your parents have a big effect on it. Like my dad would always say, when I date a new guy, he would never be like excited about it. He would always be like, "Don't ruin his life." So.
Oh, wow.
But it gave me this perspective of like, I was kind of empowered, and like, guys were lucky to be with me, and like, I didn't want to break their hearts, and like, I kind of had that idea. But then you started to get to like 27, 28, and I remember being like, damn, like, I thought I might be in something serious by now. And then I started to think maybe I might have done things wrong. Because there's always a side to you that I wanted to settle down. But
you had a narrow window, because it's so hard to meet somebody when you're so focused on something like you were during the tennis years.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, it's hard it's hard for somebody to fit into that spot where they're essentially second, you know, like clearly second place. I mean, I think it's important for everyone to have this focus that kind of keeps them going in life. But at the same time, then you just had this narrow time before, then you get into like the creative world, which is also so...
Yeah.
You know,
intense.
So intense.
And focused on yourself. But it's funny because college is normally when people are like exploring their sexuality, like flirting with everyone and figuring things out. And I had a long distance boyfriend. Sorry to talk about this in front of you, babe.
Oh my God.
But
never stop.
All we would do.
My 150 ex-girlfriends. All right, go ahead. Every now I make a joke about talking about exes, even though I never do.
Ew.
She always does.
Babe, I just don't want your ex-girlfriends DMing me.
You never
me
had girlfriends.
Like,
Yeah, go ahead. Come on. You're the first girl I ever met.
What you were saying in terms of it was hard, like this guy, I would just play tennis all day, call him at night and cry about whatever happened during the match. Or if I won, I'd be like happy, but he'd know that like the loss was coming soon. So like that wasn't really a healthy relationship. That was like me prioritizing my tennis and using him as an emotional support blanket.
Have you got to meet a guy that would be into that? I mean, I would love it every day talking about tennis.
I know, he was very into
tennis.
Come
over there and kick the shit out of... No.
The umpire? The
coach is a fucking asshole. I'm coming over there.
I know, he would be like, I'm booking a flight to Wisconsin.
No, honestly, that was one of my dreams that's never going to be realized. I wanted to be the stressed out other half at fucking Wimbledon.
I mean, we could easily do that.
I wanted all those shots on me.
Oh my God.
When it's going well, being like, come on, come on. I wanted to be that guy.
You get kicked out. You get in a fight with someone in the crowd because they root for the other person.
You key
someone's car.
That's a little close to home in terms of when the New York Mets lost in Game 5 of the World Series against the Kansas City Royals. But it wasn't me. It was my brother. My brother Mike is like the calmest guy. So it doesn't matter. But it was a very annoying play that finished that game. And this Kansas City Royal fans, surrounded by Met fans, like just starts cheering, you know? And my brother grabs some peanuts, chucks it out. I was like, shut the fuck down. And then the guy says something. And my brother starts like charging. You're in New York. He just lost it. You know?
That was good, Steve.
My brother
Don't fuck with New York.
Yeah.
Well, you look strong.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with doing that except that, like, you're being a dick. You know what I mean?
But when it comes to sports, like, you can literally curse out other grown men. Yeah. And it's like, okay, like, when I was in school, I was in a very rah-rah university. Like, there would be grown 50-year-old men wearing Ohio State jackets, and I could go up to them and go, go fuck yourself. Yeah, and it was socially acceptable because they were in Wisconsin.
It was back then, but times have changed.
True. Yeah. That was a while ago, now that I think about it.
You can't do that anymore.
College sports is fucking huge because I played a bit of soccer with Ohio State when I was 16.
Oh, cool.
And I'll never forget going to just visit the American football stadium, going, holy fuck.
It's become so big. It's become this huge business, which has helped academics. But then, yeah, it actually, I don't know if financially it's been a good thing. There's a lot of drama surrounding college sports. Sorry. What, you want to call Ado?
Well, he called me and he made me nervous, and I just want to tell him I'm doing a pod. Sorry, I wasn't, you know, because we're on a podcast, nobody would have known that I was looking at my phone there.
I know, but I wanted to feel like you were listening and seeing me. I wanted to feel understood by you.
I was listening, but the thing is that when Aiden calls me, I always get nervous. Like,
he's on vacation.
I know, but, you know,
he's looking out for his little brother.
No, it's you know, I get nervous. It's like something to do with the house, or, you know, somebody robbed the gaff or something. You know, it's one of those things.
No. Anyway, we were just getting into college sports.
No, I was totally present.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, but I was saying, like, these kids are making so much money for the schools, which then allows them to get more people and charge more money, which I don't know is great to be dealing with schools like their corporations. But then there's all the drama of these kids being like, well, should I be paid, considering, like, my coach is getting paid $10 million and I'm sacrificing my whole body and my whole, like, they're really not studying very hard,
especially with
honest.
Football with American football. Jesus, they are literally putting their bodies
he's like, I'm not gonna be able to play with my kids when I'm 30 because my knees are gonna be shot. Can I get paid a little?
I know, funny because it's the only place in the world where this college sports thing is so prevalent, you know?
Yeah, it's insane.
It really is crazy. It's, you know, in a way, it makes you appreciate the FA, where somebody coming up can come in through, like, a division, you know, like a League Two team or whatever.
But coming full circle, college sports have been stunted because of Corona. And I don't know, these people have trained their whole lives to compete, you know, and now they're being told that they can, or they're figuring it out.
Yeah, that is tragic, you know?
Sorry. Can I just ask about the relationship with the guy when you were, like, going for it in tennis? Did you debrief after that, kind of like after you broke up and kind of went, yeah, that was kind of a bit, sorry about that.
You know,
he had his own issues, that guy.
I think he loved sports, and I think he loved being in it with me, and that's how we almost connected in this journey of, like, how I'm feeling, how I'm doing. And it was like, that was how I knew how to be vulnerable, by being like, I'm nervous for tonight, or, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like you're just such a emotional mess when you're in your 20s. You don't know how to handle your emotions. But he had his own issues, was able to focus on my issues. And I liked that. I was getting a lot of attention. But realistically, it should have been more balanced, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know, but I think it's important, actually. I think it's an important switch in society, which is more men having to deal with the fact that the woman is, like, you know, busier, got more going on. Yeah, you know, that's a positive.
I'm very into dating older guys now because I feel like younger guys get a little
don't
more
have any
insecure.
Because
I wasn't personalizing it to us. Oh, did he say more money?
Younger guys don't have any money. Yeah. They don't have an IRA.
It's a fact. And they come too quick. So you get a double bonus.
Dead! Yeah. My mom listens to this.
I'm just speaking generally about humanity.
I'm just kidding. My mom's heard way worse stuff on my podcast.
Speaking of, I saw your grandmother the other day. My goodness, Hannah.
Steve's got a thing for your grandmother, man.
Steve.
He's messaged me before.
I don't know if he can handle that.
He's messaged me before and been like,
I don't know if
Hannah's
he can handle all that.
But like, that's 50 squats a day. Like, I don't even do that. Anyway.
She also, they don't make her like, make them like her anymore. Nana still got it on Instagram if you guys aren't following. I'm her manager. I'm trying to blow her up. She was on Good Morning America. She's never had any plastic surgery. She's just like a sexual being. Very smart, very confident, very funny.
There you go. No biggie.
There you go, Steve.
And 70 or something.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, she's 79.
She's going to be 80 now.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of guys I date, the way I, all the men I'm dating right now, the way I sell myself as I just show them a picture of her and I go, I'm like a fine wine.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say is a lot of guys, they'll date girls and they're beautiful, but then they see their mom and they might not be as attracted to that situation and they get worried about the future.
Oh yeah, a lot of, yeah, I of course that is a yes.
So I show my grandma and I'm just like,
there you
yeah
go.
I might not be the hottest right now, but
wow,
in 30 see, years
that would take a lot for people to admit that, but you're totally right, people would check out the mom to see.
See, but you know, it's funny talk about dating a younger woman. This is like how different my family is to hers. Like, whatever about the fact that I always joke about the fact that my parents are dead, but like, she has three grandparents, okay? Like, I don't have two parents, let alone grandparents. She has three grandparents still alive. So I said that in front of my nephew. My nephew is 11 years old, and he went, you have three grandparents? I only have one. even Kieran was jealous.
Yeah.
Kieran is so funny because he asked me, he was playing a game and I go, is that Pokemon? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I love Charizard. And he's like, what? How do you know that? And I'm like, I played with Pokemon. And he goes, you're a teenager.
They're obsessed.
Why are you with Dez?
They're obsessed with like, Hannah's youthful energy.
Yeah. My youthful energy. They go, Hannah, do you want to play with us? You want to play?
And then they go, Dez, can we play?
Can then, Hannah come like, out, Dez?
Can I play?
Can Hannah come out to play?
Can Hannah play with us?
Yeah, they definitely sense that I'm different than you, but they don't fully understand it, but they'll understand it later when they need to pay taxes and stuff.
Yeah, they love it. I mean, they love it. They definitely, they feel like you're younger than you are, though. That's part of it.
Yeah,
you're still
fun.
And I remember when I used to care about what little kids thought of me, and I made a big effort to impress them, but I've just gotten past that phase now. I'm just like, go play with Hannah.
I know, I'm still like, who's the most fun? I'm the most fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I used to have that. Aiden still has that. You know, he does monkey. He does this, like, he imitates a monkey, and the kids love it.
It's cute.
And, you know, like, they're always like, do monkey. And I'm like, Aiden, do monkey. I'm busy sitting here.
Yeah.
But sometimes kids are like cats, like they'll sense that you're not into it, so they'll want attention from you because you're not trying too hard.
Yeah, I give them enough, though. I mean, I got a good relationship.
I give them enough.
I got a good relationship with the nephews.
Are you jealous that the nephews are like kind of into me right now?
Absolutely
not. I'm like the
I'm
new
so
shiny
happy,
toy.
I'm so man, because you put in the work. Like so tiring. Like the last couple of times I was hanging out with the nephews, I was like, wow, this is so much easier than it used to be. This is great.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, we were asked to babysit. We got them some McDonald's. Did you tell them about this already?
I don't think we've discussed the nephew babysitting.
We got them some McDonald's.
Little trial run.
Right.
Connor immediately has a one-liner and goes, well, we're starting to think that she didn't exist.
Oh.
He's nine. Connor's nine.
Fucking
He's
nine. Hell, Connor.
Connor throws Dez under the bus, which was great. And then we get in and we're kind of like, we don't know what to do with them. So we put on some Rugrats or something. And then we went in the hot tub.
No, what was it? What was it called? It's not Rugrats. It was, you said it the other day.
Yeah. It's
something Tommy or something.
With the stoop.
It's like a kid. Is it a kid's
name? Oh, Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold. Wow. Come on, Hey Arnold.
Hey football.
There's a dad's contribution to our podcast.
No, I used to watch that. Hey Arnold. Hey football head. Yeah.
Helga. I love those because they have the subtle jokes for the parents that are forced to watch.
It's all the best stuff. Yeah. The jokes.
So
the
we popped on Hey Arnold and we went in the hot tub.
We went in the hot tub. Stop. The kids were inside.
But I said to Kieran, I was like, Kieran, you want to have a hot tub? And he was like, no, I'm cool, bro.
Of course he's cool. Like, do you want to hop in the hot tub with me and my girlfriend? No, you're all right. Thanks. That'll be
well, you know, they have a hot tub, actually. He was more playing it cool.
Oh, yeah,
actually, he was in a mood. He was in a mood that night, anyway. He was trying to show off in front of Hannah, you know. So he was in real sarcasm.
Did you guys? Yeah,
he didn't want to give Hannah the satisfaction. I've seen loads of broads and bikinis. It's okay.
Wait, do you remember the stage where you were like, oh, like I'm gonna buck authority with my dad and like I'm gonna be cooler and I'm too cool for this?
Yeah, I remember that. Of course I remember that.
You're still in that phase.
Then they sent him to Ireland.
Dead.
That's right. See dead later, Dez.
You always forget that. You're so insensitive to my dead parents.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But no problem asking me how much I inherited.
Oh my God.
It's a joke because she's actually not. She's not. Well, she wasn't materialistic until recently.
Yeah, I've changed recently.
There's a load of subtext there. But
someone sent me a designer bag, which I've never had before because.
Well, this is a work thing now, not just.
Yeah, this was like an Instagram. You know,
it was like a nice gift from someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I put that bag on and it changed me.
Yeah, she was like, what? What? Why did I not care about labels all my life?
I was Gucci, like, this baby. Is me now. Gucci.
Literally.
And I said, Dez, do you love me? Well, then you need to step up your game.
I said, thank God you get that shit for free.
I know the amount of shit I've got.
Yeah. I love it. I'll take all those Insta boyfriend pics all day. If they're sending you the free shit, I don't have to buy.
Nice.
Dez is actually surprisingly good at behind the camera.
Yeah, because, babe, I'm taking selfies. It's not the first picture I've taken.
You've been doing it a while.
My whole life.
No, but I'm saying behind the camera, you're good.
That's
part of being
either side, baby. I get it. I know about lighting.
I was afraid he wouldn't be able to let the spotlight be off him a little. And you know what? He's done great.
I love
it. He's done
it. Just give me foster dogs and you make the money, baby. Yeah. I'm all good.
Well, okay. Speaking of, the next kind of trend is everyone's adopting or buying a doodle during quarantine.
I thought you were
going to
say children.
Or children.
We're buying children.
So we're buying children. Steve, do you have any pets?
No, it's been I grew up with pets, dogs, but yeah, we tried to get one in the pandemic, but it was really hard to get one. And
adopting, they care more. Like, it's easier to go on a date than get a dog.
Yeah, I think everybody in Ireland was watching Dez's Instagram, and now you can't fucking adopt a dog in Ireland. So
there's a real shortage of dogs in Ireland. But Ireland doesn't have. Yeah, yeah. But Ireland, I feel like Ireland doesn't have as much of that, like stray dog, unwanted. There's no pits in Ireland. I mean, you know, I just don't feel there's as much of that unwanted dog stuff in Ireland, you know?
Yeah, not a huge, but there is definitely, but they just, honestly, they never had anything. We don't have anything at the moment. We'd be ringing up all the kennels and everything, and like they didn't have
really?
Anything. Yeah,
why
ship you over. I'll ship you over. What kind of dog do you want?
Flynn.
Flynn, I can't. Flynn is too tough, man.
Flynn was the big massive one, was it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Probably something small and fluffy, probably for the size of our house/daughter. Small and fluffy.
Even though when little kids are friends with big scary dogs, it makes my heart happy.
Yeah, no, it is. My sister actually, when I remember her being around my daughter's age now, and she made great friends with a Great Dane, like a big,
huge
thing. And she'd be like, doggy, doggy. And the thing was scared shitless of her and he's trying to hide behind trees and everything. It was the funniest thing ever. Yeah. Great Dane.
Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, go.
Now, Hannah, do you want to take over with the pop stories of the year to take us home?
Oh, yeah.
Let's
so
do it.
We started.
My back is killing me. Steve, you didn't notice my t-shirt.
I did notice The Godfather, but now I realize it's Dogfather. Very
it's
good.
The Dogfather.
So we're going to do a quick pop culture wrap up for 2020.
Oh, God.
We did the wedding.
Oh, and sorry, can I just say, Steve, we're finishing on Hilaria Baldwin. Be ready, because, you know, since you grew up with an Argentinian, you know, household.
Do you have 3 hours? Because I have a lot of thoughts.
All right, go.
Anyway, okay, how did Irish people, what did they think about Harry and Meghan bolting from the royal family and moving to L.A.?
Couldn't give a fuck. Steve?
Couldn't, yeah.
Did people not care?
No, people did care. It was a huge story. It was a huge story. It's just, I tune out with the royal family. However, they did just start a podcast. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Wait,
Harry and Meghan?
Yeah, they just started a podcast.
Just got launched on Spotify.
Holy shit.
I read about it today in the Times, and it's like, it's not much
going on. Do you think the royal family is so scared they're going to spill stuff?
No, I mean, it's so
they will.
Shallow,
everybody knows when you start a podcast, eventually you start spilling stuff when you run out of shit to say. Yes. It's like, what are we going to talk about today? Will we tell them that the queen's a lesbian? Today's the day.
Today's the day. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Then in music, you know, everyone was home alone and wanted to listen to music. And the most epic song, WAP, came out. Wow, Apple 100%. Music said the song had the most read lyrics on Google. Not sure because people didn't know what WAP stood for, or they did and just wanted to see how they talked about it.
Just absolutely. A great song. Just a fantastic
for
song.
People who don't
what
know.
What time of year did that come out again? Jeez, yeah, that was a classic.
That was in the summer. It was that's in Hannah, summertime. That's Hannah's song.
Oh, really?
Wow. Oh, babe.
Oh, no, there's a dance to it.
That's what you're going to have walking up the aisle.
But people were very upset. I love that idea, Steve. People were very upset about WAP because it was very vulgar, wet-ass pussy. Sorry, I said it out loud.
Yeah.
If you're offended, sorry, you probably need to
nobody's offended on this
loop.
Podcast.
Okay, then we'll go back to reality shows. Reality shows were popping. Summer House was amazing. But even arguably more popular was Tiger King.
Oh, God, that's right. That
early pandemic, man.
What's his name? Joe Exotica. What a guy.
Was it that good of a documentary, or was it just the perfect timing?
It was a mixture of both, actually.
Yeah, it actually wasn't a good documentary, but it was all the characters in it.
Characters
were so
interesting. The Tiger
crazy.
Thing was interesting.
Yeah, like the actual storylines, I don't even know what happened, but the characters, I could just watch them talk forever.
Well, it's just a classic sort of a classic feud between two narcissists, two egomaniacs.
Oh, it was crazy.
You know, one that was
side characters as well were nuts.
Yeah, and a husband's disappearance amongst it
it's
all.
It's like when you see creatures at Walmart, and you're like, I wonder what their life is like. And Tiger King was an inside scoop on that.
Will Trump pardon Joe Exotic?
Probably. If it gets some more likes on Instagram or Twitter.
They're lobbying for it.
Are you joking me?
Yeah. They're lobbying.
I don't know who all
it
these people
get
are.
Any
that he's
fucking crazy.
Calling him.
It's all tennis related.
Wow.
But we're going to have a discussion after this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then there's been a lot of divorce. There's been a lot of babies, but a lot of divorce. People realizing, I actually don't like you now that I've spent time with you. There were some public divorces, such as Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Oh, God, that was brutal.
Yes.
Johnny Depp blamed her for pooping on his bed, and she said it was the dog.
Yeah. Imagine that going public. Imagine being in court, the two of them going, she's shit in the bed, and she's going, it wasn't me, it was the dog. Like, fuck me. That could be you guys in 10 years, though, so let's go.
I mean, the big story really was Trump. But let's talk about Hilaria before we go, because we have to go soon.
Yeah,
I'm annoyingly out of the fucking loop on this.
Steve, you got to be fucking kidding me.
I've just Googled it.
Are you kidding me?
Hilarious. But no, I read the Irish and British news. Sorry.
It was in the fucking Irish Times.
Hilarious Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's wife.
Do you want me to explain
it? Go on.
Okay,
tell
me. Alec Baldwin always had this beautiful wife, Hilaria, and she's this yoga instructor. She has 5 kids named all these like really Spanish names. And it just drops on Twitter.
She has a Spanish accent.
So someone just drops on Twitter and is like, why is no one talking about that Hilaria is from Boston, went to school in Boston, but has this identity like she's Spanish when it's like she's actually not Spanish.
That's what
Steve, there's even a clip of her on TV being like, how do you say in English, a cucumber?
So yeah, there's clips of her literally acting like English is a second
this is
language.
Steve
going,
hearing all this for the first
how
time.
How do you say in English, cucumber? And then she tells people, when I came to America for college when I was 19, and she has this thick accent, and she's like, dyes her hair black, and she looks tan. Like, she's really trying to look Hispanic. So then she immediately just gets on Instagram video. And most people, if there's like kind of drama around you calling your character, you might talk to a PR agency. She just goes on and goes, I want to make it super clear for everyone, and talks for 7 minutes making no sense about like, I have two cultures. And she's like going back and forth between like speaking like
her
in
parents,
an accent.
Her parents
not...
now have a summer house in Mallorca, but it's not like she has no real
connection
to Spain. So she
basically goes, I'm a mix of a lot of things. So I'm a mix and I've just identified, I'm insecure about it, but I have to identify with two things. So then the internet did its work and found out her mom is 0% Spanish. Yeah. Her dad is 0% Spanish. She went to American high school. She may have traveled to Spain on vacation. So then everyone's making fun of how you go to Spain once and you're like, it's España and I'm cultured. It's like, no. And she goes, people say I'm just a white girl, which I am. So it's become this crazy, like, faux identity that this, no, everyone's like, why?
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 It's mad.
You're married to Alec Baldwin.
I know.
Now there's a clip of him on Letterman years ago, like, and he was doing her voice in Spanish, being like, my wife is Spanish. You know, like,
her name is Hillary. Like, her actual name is Hillary.
But then people call me Hilaria. So eventually I just settled on Hilaria.
Because I'm so funny.
It's all made up. It's like,
and someone literally was on interviews with her being like, your English is great. And she was like, well, you know, I grew up in both places. in La Escuela. Yes. Like, it was just brutal. And her Spanish is great.
It's like... It's like that woman who, there was a Netflix documentary on her ages ago, the white woman who identified as black.
Yeah, what was it? Rachel Dolezal?
Dolezal? Everyone's comparing
crazy.
That, Steve.
Yeah.
Even though it's not the same because she's only adopting another culture. She's not adopting another race.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that was news to a lot of Americans. Just because you're Spanish doesn't mean you're like a minority in America, because the Spanish she's pretending to be was just as much a colonial power as the English.
But it's like she's still trying to be more interesting than she is. And her parents were like on the Mayflower. Like she's very white.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, her pretend English Spanish Spanglish she does is so bad. Like, she'll be like, okay, so the other day I was like, what is that? Like, you don't, your English is your first language, bitch.
It's crazy.
That's
man.
Crazy. I wonder
now Alec Baldwin stuck being married to a fraud.
So Alec Baldwin,
well, I was just thinking maybe that's what happens when you're married to Alec Baldwin.
Well, people said, yeah, like, what kind of person sees Alec Baldwin, how he treats his family and yells at people, is like, I want to be part of that. Yeah. I mean, but again, he has gray hair, so he's rich, and beautiful blue eyes. But he responds and doesn't explain anything and just goes, don't talk about my family. Like a weird, like threatening whisper video.
First, he did 6 minutes on his internet history and like why he doesn't, you know, he had Facebook just to stop other people getting his Facebook and selling it to him.
Yeah, that was
my
weird.
God.
That was
my
weird. God.
Anyway, Steve, that's the roundup of the pop stories of 2020.
The pop stories of 2020. I was looking at the Roisin and Ingle thing. And we were looking at old photos actually of our family during the year, and I was just like, I don't know how you guys feel about it. She just went through like the top, like 20, I think, memories from 2020. But little things like, this feels like literally years ago to me now. But at the start of the pandemic, we were all baking. That was like, we were making fucking bread.
Oh yeah, sourdough,
and that was the
banana
thing. I was making Japanese milk bread buns. I was literally hooked on it for 3 months. And I was even thinking to myself today, I was like, how the fuck did I get away with that? How did she let me do that? Like, I was baking buns every day. I was just obsessed with it.
But then you look in the mirror and you're like, damn it.
Then I was just like, what am I doing? Like, because I think you just thought that, oh, I'll just get hooked onto something here for a little bit because then it'll be over and we'll all be back to normal. But before you know it, you're a fucking baker.
Yeah, and then you get... Yeah,
yeah, we all didn't think it would be this long.
Well, I was doing TikToks, man. I was like obsessed with TikToks, and now I don't even open the app.
I tried to do TikToks with him the other day, and he was like, I don't want to. Put the phone down. I'm tired. Yeah. Put the phone down.
Exactly.
Normal people. I don't know if you saw that, Hannah. But that
Hannah loves normal people.
Yes.
She's obsessed
normal
with
people.
I'm a
Paul Mescal.
But
Paul Mescal
shorts.
Fan.
Yeah, Paul, I love the GA.
She doesn't even get to cultural reference of Connell's O'Neill shorts.
Little rugby shorts?
The Gaelic football shorts.
Jesus Christ,
Hannah. Fucking hell. God. Foreign game.
Chessboard.
What was the name of the...
I follow his Instagram account that's just... Collins chain. Connell's chain.
Big story of the early pandemic. Connell's chain.
That's right, Jeff. People are obsessed with
the chain. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, where is he now? No,
man. But well, it's funny because people like him who broke through, like, he's never experienced real, like, celebrity.
Yeah, he never got to go to the premiere of his fucking show or anything like that, or do
he never got to go to those bars that you go to in Ireland and like pick up women or whatever.
Lily
you guys
Bordello.
Do
talking about
I
Hannah.
Wouldn't know about that, Hannah.
I pick him up on Instagram, right, babe?
Ew.
That's how we met.
Ew.
That's true, he chatted you up on Instagram, Hannah.
Yeah, he slid into my DMs.
Normal People was big at the beginning. Normal People was the Irish.
That was before I met you, and I was like, I like Irish men.
I know. There you go. It was all set up.
Irish men are very in right now.
Connell warmed her up for me.
Irish men like a sex symbol.
And now Steve is doing the Trinity Access course, which is Trinity College. This is what the college that.
Yeah,
there you go. There's a connection.
Yeah, you have to wear the shorts as part of the degree.
I have a question.
I've got 1% on my... Hold on, I get my charger. One sec.
Oh.
No, it's okay. We got to finish up, Steve. We got to go.
Who is that 1%?
2021, Steve's gone, babe. Let's make out. Do you remember that when you get like 5 seconds, your parents would like go upstairs and you'd get like a couple of minutes to make out before they came back down?
Who are you talking about?
Babe, I'm talking... It was 1990.
Emily,
yeah.
I wasn't born in 1990. I wasn't even a sparkle in my parents' eyes. Yeah. But I have a final question.
You guys, if I was you, you guys would be pregnant right now.
we need to have a kid. I need the material.
We need to start doing dad jokes.
I need
jokes.
Something to talk
about. But I want to know, Steve, stereotypically, like across cultures, like the stereotype, what are Irish men known as in terms of lovers? Like, you know, like Spanish men and like Italian men are like romantic love. What are Irish men?
Irish men are great lovers, and then they're great at sneaking out and never hearing from them again.
They're definitely the charmers. They're definitely the charmers.
Yeah, very charming.
Aww.
Very charming.
Good crack.
Good talkers. Great talkers.
Yeah. Not great for the cuddling after they ejaculate.
No. Get off me.
Amen.
That's weird because I can't get Dez off me after.
Oh, shut your hole, woman. Shut your hole.
I'm like, okay, I'm hot. Get off
me.
I
need some space, right? Well, I do like that. My missus does say that to me sometimes if it's hot, like, and she'll be like, okay, get the fuck off me. I'm fucking sweating here. I'm like, yeah, cool. There you go. That's a normal, practical reaction.
We match well in terms of the amount of affection we want post-coitally.
Oh, I normally, if I'm like dripping, I need to go.
It's a lot of detail there.
I don't like to sit
macaroni in a
wet ass pussy.
Wait, are you guys more romantic than like, or more charming than British guys?
You know,
British guys, I don't know if they're good lovers. I feel like they're pretty vanilla.
It's a broad spectrum, to be honest with you. It's a broad spectrum, you know?
It is a broad spectrum. But I would say if you were to generalize on both, yeah, we are.
You're more charming. You're probably a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely shows up better in these like surveys that people do of like who's the sexiest, you know? The accent shows up well. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, the accent does very well in the US. The Irish ladies the American ladies like the Irish accent.
Mm. But they're not all like Connell. They're not all like, you know, super like checking every step of the way. Are you okay? You know, like he was a very careful, thoughtful lover.
He was.
I don't think he represents all
Kerry men.
Irishmen. You know?
Sorry, Kerry.
Mayo, wasn't it? No, Mayo. Sligo. Sligo.
Oh, is that where he was from? Was that right? Yeah.
In normal people.
I mean, he wasn't great at communicating. I wouldn't say he checked in every time.
Irish. That was Irish people like that because they felt that.
Americans were like, why did he not just ask her if he could stay?
Yeah, where Irishmen were like, God, he's very good at communicating, isn't he?
He's barely showing his feelings.
Jesus, I tell you, he's really open now, in fairness to him.
If he asked if he could stay, they'd be like, was he love himself?
What, does he fucking love himself? Go home, will you?
For fuck's sake.
Don't be making it awkward in the morning. Huh? Fuck's sake. All right, come on, let's go. That's a good finish. I'm going to use that as a clip, actually.
Fantastic.
Steve, have a great New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Steve.
I didn't
so good
get to ask you about
you.
How your Christmas went and all that, but I hope you had that.
We can do that in the New Year.
Fantastic. Yeah, we'll talk about your Christmas.
My back is killing me.
I wasn't sure if it was your back or if you were farting there, Dez.
He's about to let a big ripper go right now.
Hannah's got putrid farts, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
One thing that's
same
become...
my miss. Yeah. That's because they eat healthy. That's the problem. They eat healthy and the farts fucking stink.
Salads are not good for it. I'm going to stop eating healthy.
Yeah.
So, Steve, Jesus. Have a great one. Best wishes to you and the fam. Better 2021 coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell Elsa I say bye.
I will do. And love to all the family there, guys. And have a great, happy new year.
Oh, bye, Steve.
All right, Steve. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.